You seem upset.
I am the sorest wretch on God's earth. It was my fault Pippa and Harry lost their boys.
It was actually Mr. Benevolent's fault. Now you have found them again.
But I killed you.
Again, that was really Mr. Benevolent.
And I killed Ripley Feckham, the only woman I ever loved, except for my first wife, who also died, though not at my hands. It's all my fault.
Oh, will you get a grip? Oh, it's all my fault. Oh, pity me. I'm an opium addict. Whingy, whiny, whingy, woo.
But it is God's will that I be punished this way.
It is not God's will. You have done this to yourself. Now, buck up. Return Harry and Pippa's children to them and defeat Mr. Benevolent.
Then do I get some opium?
Better than that. You will have opium.
Yes. I see what you've done there.
And he was gone. A new resolve flooded through me, which doubled when I heard a familiar voice.
Pip-Bin, where are you?
Harry!
Pip-Bin, how glad I am to have found you.
I am sorry I ran before Harry Biscuit. It was from shame.
And do you still have shame?
I do.
I'll go then.
Stay! This is redeemable shame. For I have found your children.
Oh, joy! Where?
They are the gang of boys who robbed you.
I knew they looked familiar.
We must return to London and rescue them. Oh, I'm so cold and hungry.
I have brought clothes for you.
Thank you, dear Harry.
They're a special invention which has made me a great deal of money.
Harry, I rather think the suit has been invented before.
Not like this. Look in your left breast pocket.
There's soup in here.
A completely waterproof pocket full of soup. And the right breast pocket?
A fish.
The left and right trouser pockets contain some roast beef and carrot, respectively, and in the trouser turnips, gravy and rice pudding. I call it my lunch suit.
But it is brilliant.
I'm working on a follow-up called the dinner jacket.
I don't suppose there's a pocket full of opium, is there?
Alas, no.
Then I must go cold turkey.
Oh, handkerchief pocket.
It is good to see you, Harry Biscuit.
And you, Pip-Bin.
You seem so confident.
I am. I am now a successful inventor, and I haven't done anything idiotic in a very long time. This way, I think. Oh, I seem to have fallen into a bog.
I dragged him out, and we headed straight to Mr. Bagel's den. Harry dispatched a messenger boy to summon Pippa, and together we entered to rescue the boys.
Father! Harumble!
Oh, Harumble indeed. How good it is to use that word once more.
And Uncle Pip, are you all right now, or still a bit of a skanky addict?
I am well now, thanks to your father.
Oh, a touching family reunion. What a shame that there is no buffet.
Ah, Mr. Bagel. Hang on. You sound like Mr. Benevolent.
Of course I'm him. For God's sake, I wasn't even doing the accent for the past few weeks.
The opium must have addled my ears.
Ah, yes. Opium, your favorite. Sternbeater, I think you have a customer.
Ah, yes. What would it be, sir? The opium feast for two, but all to yourself?
No. I am done with opium. Although, perhaps one for the road, and then a few more for after I've come off the road for a rest.
No, Pip-Bin, no!
Yes, Pip-Bin, yes.
I move closer to him. He held out his whole tempting caseful, and I reached out and took it.
That's good.
And threw it straight into his open mouth.
No! Too much opium! Oh, the visions! There is a spider with the face of Jesus, but the legs of a tiger. I'm definitely going to die. I've been hoisted by my own petard in a moral lesson for everyone.
With that, he plunged out of the window and into the river below.
Why, that's a stroke of luck, Mrs. Scrunch. A body falling in right beside our boat.
Is it properly dead?
I'll check. Yes.
And now it's your turn, Benevolent.
I think not. Boys, kill him.
No!
Harumble for my boys and their newfound moral rectitude.
All part of my plan.
How is that part of your plan?
And you asking me how that is part of my plan is part of my plan.
As we struggled to break free of his cunning grammatical trap, Benevolent ran out of the room, up the stairs, and onto the roof. Harry, the boys, and I gave chase and emerged to see him next to a large telescope.
What is he doing?
I have no idea, Pip-Bin.
From behind us came the noise of more footsteps, and suddenly there was Pippa.
Our children! It is our children!
Mama!
Oh, and dear Brother Pip, I have brought someone to see you.
Then I saw a figure I thought I would never see again.
Rightly fecund. Alive. But how?
Remember how I said I would keep your letters next to my heart?
They stop assault.
Well, ish. They slowed it down, so it only seriously injured me. But if you had written at greater length, or on thicker paper, or just not accidentally stabbed me at all, I'd have been fine.
Now let's kill Mr. Benevolent and we can all be happy.
I doubt if any of you will ever be happy again, for I have summoned them.
Summoned who?
This is a special communication telescope pointed straight at Mars, where my allies have been waiting for my signal.
What allies?
They live on planet Mars. You do the English.
Martians? But that is preposterous.
The chances of anything coming from Mars are 1,000,000 to 1.
He said. Yet still they come.
Enough of your evil nonsense. Pass me that pistol, Harry.
Here you go.
That is a grapefruit, Harry.
Oh, sorry. I'm wearing a pair of my new prototype fruit slacks. One pistol.
Thank you.
Oh, surely you wouldn't shoot your own lovely wife.
Consider that a divorce.
Your petty human bullets cannot hurt me. I've been dead already, remember? Au revoir, Pip a bit.
He leaped from the parapet and was away, running across the rooftops of the East End. We could not stop him. But I had more important matters in mind.
Let him go, for I have something to say. This ripely fecund, who it turns out is not actually dead, will you marry me?
I will.
Harumble!
And we cheered on the rooftop. I was healed, my love's not dead, Harry and Pippa were reunited with their children, and the only cloud on the horizon was Mr. Benevolent's threatened Martian invasion. It was a preposterous claim. Or was it?
Yes, it was. No, wait. No, it wasn't. Ooh, is this a trick question?
You shall find out next week.
Come, dear husband, let us leave. My father has many difficult memories to contemplate.
No, I have a delicious supper to contemplate, and then a bottle of brandy to peruse. But when you return, you shall hear how Mr. Benevolent's dreadful threat came true, and how I battled an evil alien enemy for the soul of the planet itself.
Bleak Expectations was written by Mark Evans and starred Richard Johnson as Sir Philip Bin, Tom Allen as Young Pip, Anthony Head as Mr. Benevolence, Lawrence Howard as Mr. Parsimonious, Jeffrey Whitehead as Sternbeater, Susie Kane as Pippa, Sarah Hadland as Lily and Mrs. Scrunge, James Barkman as Harry Biscuit, and Mark Evans as Mr. Scrunge and Sundry Gentleman. It was produced by Gareth Edwards.